When Wes Kleiser got his pancreas and kidney transplant, he wrote a letter to the family of his donor, Mark, thanking them. Wes had been on dialysis for about 2 years. In his letter, he wrote he hoped the transplant would buy him enough time to see his 10-year-old son, John Kleiser, graduate from high school. That was 23 years ago.
Every day I get up and I think of the courage it takes to be a donor, and I am happy.
In the years that followed, Kleiser did get to see his son graduate from high school, then from college. John started his career in law enforcement and then a family with his wife, Taylor. Mark's mother, Arlene Mitterholzer, says the decision to donate was emotionally fraught for the family. But years before, Mark had talked to his mom about donating.
At 16 years old, he had a motorcycle accident and he broke his sternum into his heart. So during that time, he and I were at home one day and he said, "Mom, if anything ever happens to me, I want to be an organ donor."
Arlene says it's a decision she encourages everyone to think about and share with others if they do decide they want to be a donor.
In our situation, the police had all of Mark's belongings as evidence. And so at that moment, we would not have known. It actually helps lessen the pain.
Reporting in Clarkston, I'm Rachel Sun.